who is the Outpatient Expenditure Section Manager for the Bureau of National Health Insurance in the Southern Regional Branch in Taiwan.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chen Meilin. I also come from Taiwan. I'm glad to be here to present Creating Knowledge from Disclosure of Quality of Care Information, the experience of Taiwan National Health Insurance to you. Let's go on to the next page. There are 6 parts including our presentation. The purpose of public disclosure of quality information. First, to disclosure the result of quality care to the public and to improve provider accountability. Second, to make the health care system more transparent and offer guidance as to what the public expects from health care providers. Third, to enable a third-party payer to monitor a provider adherence to practice guidelines and measure the quality of care being provided. Fourth, to enable provider to improve their practice by comparing their performance with that of their peers. The provider play important role in this purpose. There are many studies find when provider operate under the condition of disclosure of quality of care information, they will become more concerned about what incentives are adapted to improve the quality of care. The evidence find the physician react more constructively, activity to public disclosure of quality of care information when there are clear incentives to improve the quality of care, such as pay for performance of disease management. In the absence of financial incentive, provide just act on the public relation implication of quality report. So how to use quality of care information effect to improve clinical practice is one of the study concerns. With regard to applying knowledge management to the public disclosure of quality of care information, the focus is on the value creation process. Based on this focus, extracting new value from our client data is to clear to articulate what are we doing with client data that make it more useful to our healthcare, or what are we doing or not doing the transform data into quality of care information and into useful clinical practice knowledge. The key is to understand acquisition of medical client data, analysis the quality of care information, synthesize patient care knowledge into clinical practice, and use it to improve quality care. In this process, the workflow and the physician's tertiary knowledge assumption are also important point. I will brief overview of Taiwan's national health insurance. National health insurance, a single-payer system, was established in 1995 and is administered by central government Bureau of National Health Insurance. NHI covers 90% of Taiwan's population of 22 million. Enrollment is mandatory. NHI provides comprehensive benefits including inpatient and outpatient care, drug, dental care, vision care, and traditional Chinese medicine. Smart card is used to access care in 100% of cases. There is 100% electronic claim submission. It implements a global budget payment system, is controlling costs in 4 sectors, namely primary care, hospital, dental care, and traditional Chinese medicine. The GPPS is a prospective payment system which actually determines annual budget for specific sectors through negotiation. The GPPS has proved to be effective on cost control and enhanced responsibility of the provider for self-management. In general, the disclosure of quality of care information can be divided into 2 types, by whether it is present, provided, or for the public, and by whether provider inclusion is considered voluntary or mandatory. In this study, we designed mandatory disclosure of quality of care information, which is a rate-based indicator and aggregate from medical claim data, in order to synthesize the clinical practice knowledge, and based on different motivations, such as claim auditing, or public reputation to use quality of care information. We propose the disclosure quality of care information is organized into three modules. First, private disclosure by VPN. Physician will reshape their pattern of practice due to the influence of peer comparison. When the third-party payer provide a reward or feedback to physician in order to decrease waste of health resources, the disclosure of information thus makes contribution to solving managerial problems associated with variation in physician practice patterns. Second, provide efficient quality indicator. The disclosure of such information is a useful reference which provides an overview of quality of care issues in different healthcare departments and has established a baseline of quality of care status from which to measure improvement. PEQI select for public disclosure consensus is reached through annual global budget negotiation with representative provider. There are 53 indicators from different GBPS healthcare departments. Moreover, each department keeps 0.3% to 0.5% growth rate of annual global budget to reward provider when their result of quality of care greater than the threshold. The third disease-specific quality indicator, DSCQI, can be used to evaluate the performance of disease management. Analysis of DSCQI set may provide a method for monitoring trend over time, and the variation in DSCQI amount provided DSCQI was released in 2007 to satisfy consumer interest in the performance of their health system and a special hospital. I would like to brief the step of disclosure of quality of care indicator. First, the provider client data is claimed from the VPN. Submission to BNHI. BNHI aggregate the client data in a data warehouse. Online analysis process is used to extract necessary data from the data warehouse in order to build a multidimensional cube which consists of provider information from all perspectives. Production of quality of care indicator. 5. The quality indicator will be placed in the web base so the consumer or provider may easily access and search their results. 6. The consumer or provider can search for their target clinic or hospital and make comparison among peers results. I will introduce Module 1, Private Disclosure by VPN. This slide shows the homepage of VPN, which only provider can access. The private disclosure focuses on health expenditure indicator, along with the auditing flag of client payment, such as the drug duplication rate of outpatient, the percentage of replacement restoration by the same dentist on the same patient within 2 years. The private module of present each provider with confidential information and compare its performance on a range quality indicator with peer group average to improve compliance with regard to client review in order to control health expenditure. It is a promising strategy to use quality of care information to help provide field evaluation information in order to encourage greater scrutiny the practice and thus reduce variation in the quality of care. Therefore, this module has been proposed as one mechanism for improving quality and controlling healthcare costs when coupled with auditing indicator. This slide shows user guidance include how to search quality of indicator and the variation indicator descriptive information such as the definition of the indicator, the outcome of interest or numerator, the population at risk for denominator. The provider are able to make individual quality of care report from this page. First, Select aggregate data from indicators such as numerator or denominator, last quarter, current quarter, or the quarter 1 year ago. Second, select the reference peer. Third, select the peer group percentile. Fourth, select the indicator. There are more than 100 quality of care indicators can be queried by provider from VPN, such as utilization of resources, process of care, clinical outcome, or course of care. This quality of care query interface are developed that assist the provider preference while they want to know from one or more indicator, and give them information. There is a tailored made relevance to give them exactly the right information when and where needed in a readily usable info. At least I show the display query result. The provider can compare the indicator they are interested in with those of reference peer. Module 2, provider evaluation quality indicator. This is the Bureau of National Health Insurance homepage, which can be accessed by member of public. User simply clear the provider Effusion quality indicator button on the left side, and then enter the information disclosure page and select what they are looking for. PEQI will develop in 2005. We adopt multi-dimensional query technology in the quality of care information search engine. This page displays seek hospital quality of care information query result. The PEQI now include 53 provider level indicator. The measure of quality of care indicator are drug duplicate prescription for outpatient or Chinese medicine and T3 restoration for dental care. The quality of care indicator renew quality of annually. This slide shows the duplication rate of the prescription for lipid-lowering drug per visit was 1.6% at the beginning of the period of quality information disclosure and fell to 0.8% in 2008 quarter two. Due to Taiwan's national health insurance pay for prescription and certain OTC drug, and those there are has been a tendency for medication to be overprescribed. Moreover, in our healthcare delivery system, patients are free to go to a number of hospital or clinic for any one medical episode, and those may receive multiple prescription, possibly resulting in overdose and wasting resources. Therefore, the duplication rate of drug are important quality indicator for provider efficiency. The same trend of reduction in duplication after the introduction of quality information disclosure can be seen with prescription of anti-diabetes drug per visit. The module 3, disease-specific care quality indicator. This page illustrates the third module of disclosure quality of care information. The DSCQI includes three kinds of conditions, namely diabetes mellitus, uterus recession, and total hip replacement. DSCQI summarizes data that allow the regular reporting of disease management trend and can be used to monitor change over time. They are used to examine hospital geography and environmental differential in the medical condition of interest. This slide illustrates the HbA1c testing trend over time from 2004 to 2006. Below, the HbA1c testing rate by different hospitals in 2006. The top slide shows the HbA1c testing rate by different areas in 2006. The bottom slide shows the HbA1c testing rate for different cities in Taiwan in 2006. I will now conclusion this study. The comparative data from public disclosure of quality of care information make providers pay more attention to their performance with peer used as benchmarks. Although quality assessment based on client data may be fraudulent or misquoted, they can be used to flag potential quality problems and success stories, which can then be further investigated and studied. Public disclosure of quality of care information not only offer transparent to patient, also address the touchy knowledge with regard to clinical practice among providers. There are two important lessons will be of relevant to all of country attempt to implement a policy of public disclosure. First, quality of care information disclosure has a positive impact on social and professional value and on organizational norms, especially with regard to issue of over prescription and waste of medical resources. Second, the successful disclosure of quality of care information requires negotiation and compromise with all stakeholders based on different purposes, involve practice management, financial reward, and quality accountability. Therefore, public reporting is more likely to be successful when doctors are encouraged to make a lead, particularly in selecting the performance measure. My presentation and thank you for your listening, and you are welcome to ask any question. Thank you.